Thank you. Good morning also from my side to the conference call on the first three quarters of 2007, which don't bear any big surprises, but nevertheless, we will show you what happened within the first 9 months of Deutsche EuroShop. First of all, the portfolio news, what happened during the last quarter. Most important, the grand opening of Galeria Bałtycka in Gdańsk, which took place at the beginning of October. Some of you joined us, fortunately, and I think I can say it's one of the most beautiful centers we have got in our portfolio. This center, I think, would be a highlight center in any Western capital, and the first turnover figures from our tenants, they look very encouraging. Let's see what's going to happen in the next month with this shopping center. Secondly, in Passau, we celebrated the topping out ceremony on October 11th. The occupancy rate currently stays at around 76%, and we expect the opening early autumn next year. Finally, Stadtgalerie Hameln, which will open in March of 2008, now has an occupancy rate of around 95%, so more or less fully let. The results, they are in line with expectations. The revenues are stable, and we come back to that a moment later. EBIT is, as expected, a little lower than in 2006, and the consolidated profit this time is far above last year's result. That is due to the dissolution of deferred taxes due to the tax reform here in Germany that becomes effective in 2008. We had to dissolve 24 million euros of deferred taxes that were credited to the P&L, 6 million in addition that were credited directly to equity. The equity ratio still is around 50% with 49.4% by the end of September, and we expect that this equity ratio will keep stable in the coming month a little. It will lower a little because we have some more payouts on long-term debt, but not much. Balance sheet, the non-current assets increased by 88 million euro, which is due to the investments into the projects Gdansk, Hameln, and Passau, and in turn, the current assets decreased by 34 million euro, mainly less cash by the end of September. The reasons, on the one side, that the investments, on the other side, the dividend that was paid out in June. So overall, total assets increased by almost 54 million euro. On the other side, equity increased slightly by 2% or 60 million euro. The non-current liabilities, the long-term bank debt, increased by 65 million, also due to Gdansk, Hameln, and Passau. And in turn, the deferred tax liabilities decreased by 25 million euro due to the tax reform I mentioned already. Overall, 54 million change on total equity and liabilities. Let's come to the profit and loss account. Revenue stable compared to the first three quarters of 2006. We will see that later in a bridge. The other operating income lower than the first three quarters of 2006 due to the capital gain of Etrembier that was shown there in 2006. It is lower now in 2007. The operating property operating and management costs were slightly higher than in 2006. That is mainly due to investment-related costs from Hameln and Passau. And the other operating expenses were also slightly higher than in 2006. For the first time, we showed a realized currency loss from Gdansk in the amount of 2006, which is the main reason for that increase. So overall, EBIT was down 3%. The net finance costs, we will see a bridge a little later. Measurement gains and losses are now on a normal level, slightly negative due to the investments, the ongoing investments into our shopping centers compared to measurement gains due from consolidation effect last year, which resulted in a positive result this year. It's a normal measurement loss because the evaluation takes only place in the fourth quarter. And finally, taxes, a positive contribution to profit by almost 19 million. I mentioned that dissolution of deferred taxes from the past of 23.8 million versus the 0.07 deferred taxes amounted to 19 million plus on the 19 million contribution to consolidated profit to 44.5 million euro for the first 9 months. Let's come to the revenue bridge. Last year, 68.7 million euro. Due to Klagenfurt, Wolfsburg, and Gdansk, we had an increase of 1.6 million. You may be surprised that we mentioned Gdansk, but a number of tenants started to pay rents 2 weeks before opening, which is the general rule of thumb in our lease contract. So 1.5 weeks in September, we received already some rents. So overall, it's 1.6 million due to these three shopping centers, 3.1 million less turnover due to the sale of Atrembia and Viterbo last year, and like-for-like increase in rents of 1.7 million or 2.9%. Come up to 68.9 million overall turnover in the first three quarters. The EBIT bridge, 1.6 million less than in 06, or minus 3%. 0.6 million is due to Atrembia, 0.6 million is due to the currency loss, and 400,000 other things like the investment cost I mentioned already before. So overall, EBIT 55.6 million after 9 months. Net interest expense, 600,000 euro lower than in 06 due to Wroclaw, income from participations, 400,000 euro lower. It's the same figure we have seen in the second quarter and also in the first quarter. That is due to one-off effect of 06 again, and we will expect the income from that participation in December, but it will be over all over the year, 07 lower than in 06, in the amount of around 400,000 euro. And then there is a balance of interest expenses, Klagenfurt, higher interest expense, Atrembia Viterbo, due to the say lower interest expense, overall 200,000 euro more, 29.1 million net interest expense in 07. So the operating, let's come to the operating earnings before taxes bridge. The adjusted EBT, adjusted by the valuation result, was 27.8 million. The decrease in 07, 2.2 million or 8%. Again, 600,000 euro Atrembia, 600,000 euro currency loss, 600,000 euro net interest expense, and 400,000 euro other issues. 25.6 million EBT, operating EBT in the first 9 months. The operating profit bridge. In the first 9 months of 06, it was 30.2 million euro, 4.3 million the difference in the valuation result after tax, 3.5 million profit after tax, capital gain of Atrembia. Then we have 23.8 million dissolution of deferred taxes and a decrease in the operating profit after tax of 1.7 million or 8% to 44.5 million. After 9 months. The outlook. The competition for attractive shopping centers remains extremely fierce. The latest deals we've seen were closed still below 5, so unfortunately away from our net initial yield requirement of 5.5%. The last auctions we've participated in were out, and we expect that the yield will be again below 5%, unfortunately. So we don't expect that we will make it this year. Any new investments, it's hardly to achieve. There's only slight chance, but we believe that the next investment will only take place in 2008. But nevertheless, we expect a stable dividend for 2007. From today's perspective, we will propose again a dividend of 1.05 euro per share for 2007. Nevertheless, we can slightly increase the forecast by 1 million for the respective figures, revenue, EBIT, and EBT, so that we will now expect revenues of $93 million-$95 million, +1% compared to 2006, and EBIT of $72 million-$74 million, a slight decrease of around 1%, and operating earnings before taxes of $31 million-$33 million, minus 11% compared to 2006. But from today's perspective, we will come up at the upper end of this range. But as you know, we are always a little cautious. There are uncertainties on EBIT and EBT level due to investment expenses of our projects under construction now only Passau and Hameln. And we emphasized that also the last times. But for us, it is still most important to deliver what we promise. And if we look at the share price development, we are happy that our shareholders obviously appreciate that policy so far. So thanks for listening, and I'm happy to answer your questions now.
We will move on to our first question today from Remco Simon with Kempen & Co. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning. A few questions, if I may. Could you elaborate a little bit on whether you intend to change the outlook for revenues, EBIT, and EBT for 2008? I see in the presentation that you keep it the same, but is that a conservative target, or can we expect an increase there as well? Secondly, can you elaborate a little bit about the potential for acquisitions in 2008? What can you do if yields stay at the current levels in other transactions? Will you move on to, for example, developments or cooperation with ECE? Or about your previous plan for more retail park acquisitions? And thirdly, can you give us an indication for a bit longer-term like-for-like rental growth outlook that you have? Thank you.
Morning, Sonia. It's Remco. I'm happy to answer all these questions. Starting with the outlook of 2008, there won't be any change from today's perspective. I don't have the final figures for 2008, but I can hardly imagine that there will be any big change unless we have further acquisitions. So this range will stay more or less stable. As far as potential acquisitions in 2008 are concerned, the question with the retail parks, and we investigated that. It's not finally decided, but what we've seen in that market is that the lease contracts are far away from the standards we are used to, particularly regarding indexations in general in retail parks. These tenants, strong retail groups, sure, and they are able to realize 30 years lease contracts, so 10 to 15 years secured, the rest secured by options. So from the landlord side, you have a 30-year lease contract. From the tenant side, only 10 to 15 years lease contract. And indexation in general amounts to 2 to 4 years indexation-free period. And then indexation starts after 2 to 4 years, and there will and lease increase will only take place if inflation has moved up by 10%, and then it is not 100% indexed, but 60 to 80%. The worst I've seen was a 30-year lease contract with fixed indexation of 0.25% per annum, and I think that is not the way we are looking at real estate. We want a secure and increasing a cash flow stream, and I think that is not value creation, but value to destroy value in the long run, because you are fixed for 30 years. And in turn, prices are still very high. We're talking about 14 to 15 times, sometimes 16 times gross rent. That is not interesting for us. That would be interesting if prices would be somewhere between all around 13 times rent. Then you start with a rather high yield, but a stable yield for 15 years, because within 15 years you can expect only one rental increase. And we are not used to that type of lease contracts. Nevertheless, we also look at it still, but we don't see big chances that we will move into that short term. Secondly, the question with developments, yes, we look at opportunities where we could get in to projects earlier than we did today. That has to be investigated also very thoroughly, but we think that we should try it if we find the right things. We should try it at least one or two times together with ECE. And I'm currently visiting some potential properties where we could think about getting into. Let's see what works out there, because we have to do something if yields won't come down in our sector. And so far, unfortunately, we can't see any movement in the yields. There are now the equity investors, a lot of German open-ended funds, which need to invest a lot of money, and they drive prices. I don't see that there is a price increase. It's stable on a very high level, and the level is too high for us. Finally, for rental growth, as mentioned, I don't have all the figures of 08, so I don't have the like-for-like rental growth figures so far for 08, the assumption, but I expect it somewhere between 1.5% and 2% also in 08.
Okay, thank you. And with respect to the potential developments, when can we expect maybe some further news on that? Is that going to be still in this year, or is that more?
I think you can expect something, some news on that next year, because you also have to consider if we would do that, we have to also discuss how transparent we are able to involve you all in that, because sometimes it must be kept a little bit more secret not to make our competitors cleverer than they need to be. So we have to investigate also that issue. We will inform you, but perhaps on a regular basis within our conference calls, but without big announcements in the newspapers, because it's a different type of business. We know that this is a crucial question, but we will inform you, but certainly in a different way than we did it in the past on that.
Okay, thank you very much for your answers.
We will now move on to our next question today from Martin Praum with Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Berger. Two questions. Number one, any news on the Main-Taunus-Zentrum expansion at this stage? And question number two is, it looks like you have one or two projects in the pipeline for 2008. Yields are staying on relatively low levels, which is good for your NAV but bad for acquisitions. Do you have a plan B if the one or two projects don't materialize next year?
First question, Main-Taunus-Zentrum, thanks for the question. I haven't mentioned that in the conference call. There are, for us, no news, but perhaps for union news, we expect that this will has to be postponed, because there is some discussion before the court with the neighbors of the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, particularly the city of Frankfurt, that moved to court and fight against this expansion program, and we have to see what comes out there. So we think this will be postponed at least by 6 to 9 months. The Main-Taunus-Zentrum. Second question, so far there is no plan B. There are, of course, there are two, three projects to look at it, but we follow that until the final end, until the final decision whether we make it or not. And then we think about the next thing, what to do, but we don't have plan A or plan B. There's only one.
Thank you.
Okay.
Our next question is from Andre Renke with UniCredit. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Berger. Some quick question left. Can you give us the current average financing costs on your total debt? You mentioned the 150 million to 5.1%. What does it mean for the total portfolio, and maybe is there an average duration? Then on your like-for-like basis, what share could we expect from turnover rent? What portion is there? And one follow-up to the Wroclaw center. Why is the income from investments there expected to be lower in 07?
Okay. I can hardly give you a new number for the average cost of debt, because we do that once a year by the end of the year in connection with the annual report. But as we have refinanced that this amount of 150 million at 5.1% on average, that may have an influence on to 15 basis points on the average cost of 5.5%. That is my guess now. It's not the exact figure, but just to give you a hint in which direction this will work out. As far as the turnover rent is concerned, that is difficult to say, because, as you know, most of the turnover rent is realized in the fourth quarter. From today's perspective, will be only slightly higher than in 06, but in the budget it was lower than the figure in 06. I mentioned that earlier, but it's very difficult to give you a precise figure on that. But you can expect that it probably won't be below the figure of 06. And the last question regarding Wroclaw, well, there are two reasons for that. Lower income. First reason is that we now pay corporate tax in Poland. The losses carried forward are offset against the profits in the past. So we started to pay corporate tax in Poland. And second reason is we started with the redemption. And overall, that resulted in a lower income now, distributable free cash flow in 07, and this will move up now from that figure of 07. It will move up again, because the development of the income in the Wroclaw still is extremely positive.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question comes from Sajid Demirjian with Aurel Levin. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Berger. Serge Demirjian from Orleven. I also have several questions. First, on the NAV side and the market valuation movement expected in the fourth quarter, can you give us maybe some more flavor? So if I'm correct, Gdansk will be integrated to valuation in the fourth quarter. Can you confirm that first, and maybe give us what kind of asset revaluation can we expect, or maybe some more details on that? Thank you.
Well, as you know, we don't give any projections on that, because it is very difficult to do. We are currently visiting the shopping centers with our valuers. I just came back from Hungary. I visited Pécs yesterday, and we see what comes out. I don't expect any dramatic figure in one or the other direction.
Okay, but even with the integration of Gdansk in the valuation?
No, Gdansk won't be valued in 07. Will be only valued in 08, because, as you know, the base for our valuation are the turnover figures of our tenants, and so far we don't have reliable turnover figures. We have first figures, which are certainly by far too high in the first place due to the opening. And we need at least nine months of turnover figures that we can do this valuation of the properties, and that won't be the case by the end of the year. So Gdansk will be initially valued only in 08.
Okay. Had also another question for the investment. So you don't really have a good visibility, but can we assume that you will be as usual between 100 and 150 million euros in 2008?
Yes.
Is it your target still?
That's our target.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And finally, concerning the REITs, any change, any new plans, anything new on that side?
No. Nothing has changed in the REIT law, so no plans. No new plans on that.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Jochen Schmidt from Metzler Equities has our next question. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Böge. Just one quick follow-up on project development, because you said you might consider stepping into project development or in earlier stages of project development than in the past. As far as I understood, this would most likely refer to development of shopping centers. Would that be correct?
Yeah, only. Only. And only with ECE.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Our next question comes from Burkhard Zawadzki with Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. Maybe I missed it, but could you please elaborate on this marginal revaluation loss of 0.3 million you posted in Q3?
Well, that is that are the current investments in the shopping centers that are in operation versus the unrealized currency gains from the Polish and the Hungarian shopping center entities.
Okay, so this means this is currency related. This,
well, there were let me look that up. There were 1.4 million investments into the operating units versus 1 million currency gains, unrealized currency gains of Gdansk and Pech.
And how does this result in 0.3 million losses? 0.4 in this?
0.4 minus and 1.1.
Okay.
Plus,
okay.
Minus 0.3.
Okay. Okay. Now we got it. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Barbara Pires from MainFirst Bank has our next question. Please go ahead.
Hi, hello, good morning. I have one question regarding the your tax structure. I'm wondering whether you could share with us more light on the impact of the tax reform for tax exempt companies like yourselves.
We are not tax. We just have a form where the corporate used 5 to 15%. The 23.8 million we result of that effect, because deferred taxes that are on the balance are calculated on the basis of 25% corporate taxes, and that has to be reduced to 15%, and that's why we had to dissolve these 23.8 million euro. But unfortunately, we are still a taxable unit in Germany. We don't pay taxes so far, but that has to do with our tax losses carried forward. Have I answered the question?
But in terms of your dividend, and actually that's what I was, I'm trying to get more color.
It has no influence on the dividend. The dividend still is tax-free.
And will remain under the German tax reform? I mean, in a way, it has been going to await.
Well, we will have a change as far as with a withholding tax that starts only in 2009. But this has nothing to do with our figures. Our shareholders will be treated differently. The current shareholders under the new withholding tax regime won't pay any taxes on the dividend. New shareholders, those that start to become a shareholder from 2009, will get the dividend tax-free in the first place, but probably will have to pay taxes when they sell the shares.
Okay, fine, super. Okay, thank you.
Yeah?
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question in today's conference, please press star 1. We will now take our next question from Jochen Rotenbacher with Equinet. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Böge. I have two questions. First, it seems to be that there's oversupply in terms of shopping centers in Poland. Do you share this view, and does it influence you negatively? And secondly, maybe I missed that, you are thinking about expanding your business model towards smaller retail parks. Could you give us an update on that?
Well, But regarding the question, the Poland oversupply, I think it's not only a question of Poland. You can see also in other countries and also in Germany an oversupply. It very much depends on the location. I just went to Poland and to a city where I would say, well, here's demand. There is nothing comparable to what we offer to our clients. There's certainly all over this oversupply with the hypermarket driven shopping centers, but that is not really competitive to us. That's what we see all over. The small tenants that they are in there, they can't compete against the shopping centers we are facing at. So there are locations or cities in Poland definitely where there is an oversupply in any respect, but others still have some need. If you go, for example, to the Gdansk area, there's nothing comparable to what we offer now there. There are a number of hypermarket shop-driven shopping centers, but nothing comparable to that. And if a new shopping center format like the one of the Galeria Baltica will be constructed there, I think the market is sufficient. You could realize that it won't be a risk, but nevertheless we have to look at this city by city, and that's why we are not moving that fast than perhaps some others. The retail park issue, I think I came back to that with the Remco Simon's question. Yes, we investigated that, but the lease conditions we've seen there, and I must say 99.9% of the lease contracts we have seen were the same way, with a very unfavorable indexation and with a lot of lease options for the tenants. So very favorable for the tenant and unfavorable for the landlord. And in this respect, we are too spoiled probably with the kind of lease contracts we have in our portfolio. That's why we are not moving very aggressively. We watch it. Prices are high. And if the prices come down dramatically, we can think about it again.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Peter Bark, Lehman Brothers, has our next question. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Two questions, basically all follow-ups left. You said that you just, have been in a couple of auctions and that you didn't make it. I mean, can you tell us what the current gap that you observe in the relevant market is between your 5.5 hurdle rate and what's been offered at these auctions? Because if I look at data, just recently came something out from Cushman's, at least the upper end of the yield level that they are seeing in Germany seems to be hitting your hurdle rate. So what do you observe, and hasn't there really been any movement at all so far, and don't you expect anything to come there? And then secondly, with respect to the Main-Taunus Center, how likely is it that you will have this end to hand this project for good for the time being? If you could add or tell us a percentage or likeliness there, that'd be great as well. Thanks.
Sorry, could you repeat that? I didn't get
the Main-Taunus Center. Yeah. I mean, there's obviously legal issues there, and you said 6 to 9 months postponement at least. I mean, is there a chance that you have to end this project for good? And how high would that be?
Yes. Well. starting to answer with this question, our lawyers are totally convinced that we will make it. But the question is how long it takes, because you can't really control these legal issues if they are in front of the court. So it's a question of time. We're totally convinced that from a legal point of view, the city of Frankfurt is not correct. Second question, the yields. I haven't seen the figures from Cushman Wakefield. I hope we are not mixing gross and initial yields.
No, I don't think we do. I can send it over to you.
what I've seen and is that the gap is still 10% at least.
So we are around 5 net yield.
5.9, 5. There is one thing which is 4.75, but yeah. This is not it's not close so far. The latest deal that has taken place was 4.8%. We are not talking about Hamburg or Frankfurt. We are talking about smaller cities.
All right.
Wetzlar or Passau or something like that. That's what I've seen. I haven't seen the Cushman figures. It's very difficult if you haven't the experience how these figures come together. I've seen many times that there are gaps between what we see and what is somewhere in these investment reports from the real estate brokers, because you have to look on the single property we are talking at. And shopping center is not a legal, it's not a legal definition. Retail parks are also seen as shopping centers. And if you mix them with those property we have got, you come up with a figure where it might fit, yes.
And I mean, there's no risk that any of those deals are not, you know, are stuck in the closing period, because I mean, basically, as I understood you correctly, you mainly see equity investors at the moment in the market. Is that correct as well? Or
right.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We now come to a follow-up question from Serge Demirjian with Aurel Levant. Please go ahead.
Yes, just a quick follow-up question. Just you mentioned that you still have tax loss carry forward, and can you just give us the amount still?
Sorry, what?
The tax loss carry forward,
yeah.
Reserve.
Actually, it's between 80 and 90 million. I don't have the exact figure in mind. I have to look at it.
80,
yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
We come to another follow-up question from Remco Simon with Kempen & Co. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. One follow-up question. You mentioned the latest deal you've seen was done at 4.8 net yield. When was this deal closed?
4 weeks ago, but it's still not public.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
It seems that we have no further questions at this time, Mr. Böger.
Okay, then thank you very much, and have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.